We want to look to the Lord and ask Him to pour out His Spirit and anoint and bless. Lord, we come to You, Lord, and we are the clay in the potter's hands. And God, we ask You, God, that You come and visit this place here today. Lord, we've been faithful to what You've given us to do and the commission wherein You have charged us. And Lord, we thank You, Lord, for the anointing and the grace and the miracles that You have wrought and done. And God, we thank You, Lord, today that as the word goes out, it'll touch hearts, touch believers, Lord, and people will be receptive of the word of God and their lives will be changed. Grant it all, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to His name. We give Him the praise for all that He has done. And how that the Lord takes care. We sing that song a lot of times, says He knows how to take care of me. Amen. I'm glad the Lord knows how to take care of me. And I know that He knows the very desires of my heart. Amen. And as we delight ourselves in Him, then God is delighted to move in our behalf. Amen. We have to keep our minds stayed upon the Lord. We have to keep ourselves pure and holy before Him, cleansed by His blood and by His righteousness. Amen. We put on His righteousness, not our righteousness. The Bible said all of our righteousness was as filthy rags. Amen. You know, Paul explained and talked about it, you know, when he wanted to do good, tried to do good, you know, he made the comment to let us know that evil was always present. Amen. When you're getting the best blessing you ever got, the devil will come santering in, as the old saying goes, and whisper in your ear and say, you're going to make a fool out of yourself. Quit your crying. You're going to make a fool out of yourself. Quit waving those arms. Somebody's going to think you're a fanatic. Amen. The devil is always present, amen. We prove that in the book of Job. We prove that when, you know, the Lord come before and seen Satan had his eyes on Job, amen. And he said to Job, have you considered my servant Job, amen. Of course, the devil had a pity party and went to crying and whining and bellyaching and said, I can't get to him because of the hedge. I'm glad today there's a hedge built around us, amen. I'm glad today that the devil cannot utterly destroy us. Amen. We have not been given a spirit of, you know, a fear, but of love and power and sound mind. Amen. And we have the ability to seek the face of God, and we have the understanding of God. Amen. And we are rooted and grounded in His word. Amen. We're scotched, amen, by His word. Amen. The Bible says the very elect would be deceived if it were possible. In other words, today it's not possible for the devil to cross the bloodline. He's not able to overtake the righteous. He's not able to overtake those that have been washed and cleansed by the blood. I thank God that the blood has been applied, and because when the blood has been applied, the devil has no dominion, he has no power, he has no authority, he has no way of overtaking or overcoming or doing anything, amen, to that point against us. I'm glad we're rooted and grounded in His word. I'm glad we have that hedge. I'm glad we have the shield. I'm glad we have the helmet. I'm glad our feet is shod with the preparation of the gospel. I'm glad we're not ignorant to Satan's devices today. And I'm glad that greater is within me than that which is in the world. And I'm glad that I'm an overcomer through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible tells us we have to be renewed in our mind. You know, when Satan comes with his lies, when Satan comes with all the turmoil and the thing he brings against us, amen, we have to go to God and get that renewing, that quickening. That's the reason I love to be in church. I love to be here on Sunday mornings. I love to be here because I get renewed in the spirit. Amen. You might say, well, Brother Gold, amen, you were preaching. Looks like you would be, it'd be a drain on you. I'm going to tell you, it's not a spiritual drain on me to preach the word of God. Amen. For it's the power of God unto salvation. And when I preach the word, that flow of the anointing, it makes me young, as the old saying goes. It makes me feel like I'm a young man again. It makes me feel like, amen, and I got strength, amen, and got the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost within my bosom. And many, many, many Sundays, amen, the afflictions that come on me during the week, when I come and stand and preach the gospel on Sunday morning, a lot of time, amen, I'm healed of all the afflictions that's come against me during that week. And the Bible said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver us out of them all. I'm glad he's a delivering God. I'm glad I can go to him and get a delivering touch. I'm glad I can go drink from the fountain of living waters that won't ever run dry, and they bubble up out of my inward parts, and they flow like a fountain, like a river. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm saved by his grace. And the world can call me a fanatic, that's all right. Amen. Call me anything they want to. Amen. Amen. Just keep on calling me. It don't make any difference. Amen. Webster said a fanatic is somebody, amen, that's sold out on one thing. Amen. I said, well, I'm a fanatic then. Amen. Because I'm sold out on one cause, one purpose, and one thing. I'm sold out on the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. One guy said in one of my meetings years ago, he said, Brother Gold, you're addicted to the Spirit. Amen. When you feel something as good as the Spirit, amen, it is very addictive. Amen. And it won't hurt you. Amen. You can get addicted to all kind of things. It'll destroy your health, destroy your soul, destroy you, and just literally rob you and cheat you. But you can get addicted to the Spirit of God, and it won't hurt you. Amen. What's that lady told me when we put the gospel station on and took all the secular music off and the phone began to ring? And they said, you're not going to play any more secular music? I said, no, we're not going to play anything except the gospel, Amazing Grace. And the lady said, I don't know where I can stand it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I said, well, ma'am, it will not hurt you. Amen. Just stay as long as you can. Drift on over and drift on back. Turn it off. Get back on when you can. Amen. But I said, what we got won't hurt you. Amen. This gospel will not hurt you. People say that they go crazy because people get that religion, they say, and they get so much religion they go crazy. Not according to the word of God. It's the lack of it that caused people to lose their mind. It's the lack of it that caused people, amen, literally just go off the rocker, as old saying goes. And the Bible tells us in Romans the first chapter, amen, that, you know, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against those that hold the truth and unrighteousness. That's the reason we have so many lesbian people, amen, so many homosexuals. That's the reason they're crawling out of the woodwork. That's the reason they'll never hand and ever place you turn. That's the reason same sex are wanting to marry, men marry men and women marry women. The reason for that is when they knew God, they wouldn't worship him. When they knew God, they wouldn't praise him. They're stiff-necked and they're hard-hearted, and they will not let God have his way in their life. You get anywhere with God, you'll have to let him have his way in your life. You'll have to give it over to him. For this life we now live is no longer ours, but it's been bought, according to the word of God. It's been bought by the precious blood of the Lamb of God, not the traditions and cups of washing, like the washing the cups and the pots and the pans, not by the rituals of the routine, amen. But it's by the precious blood, the Bible said, of the Lamb of God, amen. It's precious blood that washed us and cleansed us, amen. And then when we're bought with that price, we're no longer ours, amen. I don't get up of a morning, amen, and go do what I want to do. I get up and see what the Lord wants me to do, amen. I made a choice a long time ago that his will would be first in my life. I made a commitment to him. Lord, whatever it takes, I'll be willing to do. And my friend, if you'll come to that place, you'll say, Lord, whatever it takes, I'll be willing to do, amen. And we make that commitment. The Bible said there must be first a willing mind within us. Amen. We've got to be willing to obey God. We've got to be willing to let God be Lord in our life. Amen. And we got to get rid of all the I wants and say, okay, Lord, here I am. I'm committed to you. what sanctification is today. Amen. Sanctification is allowing God, amen, to do the cleanup work. Amen. The Lord himself said, Father, don't you take them out of the world, leave them in the world, but sanctify them from the world. That's the sanctifying work of God that's working daily in our life. Amen. It's the Word of God working in our spirit. It's Jesus on the inside working, amen, and coming forth on the outside. Amen. That's the reason out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Amen. If you're full of corruption, if you're full of every kind of old thought and every old idea that's contrary to the structure of God's law and God's nature and God's word, amen, then out of the mouth is going to come cursings, is going to come all kind of filth. But I'm going to tell you something, if the heart is stayed upon the word of God, if you've made a commitment to God, God, I'll follow you all the way. Lord, he said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, he promised what he said and meant what he said, but he will only go with us, amen, if we go with him. See, we hold the keys to this thing, amen. He'll be there for us. But see, he can't fulfill his will in our life if we don't let him. Over 4,000 times in the New Testament alone, according to the King James Version, that God in some way or another prove the fact that we're free moral agents. He made us, amen, to have a free will. If you accept Jesus Christ, those that's hearing this message in your homes, your automobiles, wherever you listen to it, if you become saved, it'll be because you accept the message. Amen. A man must believe in his heart and confess with his mouth. Amen. Glory to God. Not shake a preacher's hand. Amen. Everybody said, well, I've been baptized. You can be baptized, do you know, every tadpole, every fish, amen, and over here in New River by first name. But until you acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and you acknowledge him as your Savior and give your will over to his will, give your life over to him and give it all to him, amen, then you can't be saved. But thank God, he saves us. Amen. And thank God he cleanses. Thank God he washes us. And thank God if we give our heart to him. The Bible says over in the Old Testament, he will take the old heart of stone and give us a heart that's of flesh that's tender. Amen. That he can deal with. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us, let not your hearts be hardened as the days in provocation. When they wandered in the wilderness, amen, they could have got there just in a few days. But they spent the biggest part of 40 years wandering in the wilderness. And they all died, what except Joshua and Caleb. They all died and never did see the promised land. According to the word of God, it's because they would not yield their heart and their spirit unto God. And God said, harden not your hearts as in the days of provocation. Amen. Amen. Don't harden them against God. Let that working of the Spirit where he took that old heart of stone and that old hard heart and he replaced it with a heart that he can deal with, that he can work with. Amen. And then the cares of life war against us. The battles of life were there every day. Amen. And that's the reason the Bible tells us, amen, that we need to be renewed in mind. Bible said we would all have went back. We would all have fell back if we hadn't been quickened by his spirit. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad that he quickened in my spirit. Amen. You know, the prodigal son wandered away from God. He wandered away from his father's roof. And he found himself out in the hog pen, eating the husk, the slop out of the bucket, out of the trough that he fed to the hogs. And the Bible said he came unto himself. That's a renewing of mind. A lot of time we have to go through a lot of turmoils before we come to ourselves. The Bible said that that prodigal son had wasted all of his inheritance, his living, all that he had and possessed was wasted with riotous living. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. People waste money. They waste their bank accounts. But the thing that they waste that's the most precious commodity we have, they waste their time. They spend their time separated from God. They spend the majority of their time. That's the reason, you know, that I tell people, they say, well, would you ever play secular music? And I said, no. And listen, you know, you're sometime in a, I was in a something yesterday, and they was playing over the system before they got things going. They was playing some secular songs, and I basically just tune it out, you know. And there's some secular songs that they ain't nothing really that bad wrong with them, you know. Some of them are sing about good things. And let somebody else sing them, because the only thing I can sing is Amazing Grace in the gospel. Amen. Because if you fill your mind, you will never grow in God if you listen to secular music every day of your life. You're wasting your time. Amen. You will never grow in God. You will never get the completion of the Holy Ghost. You will never see the sanctifying work of God complete its work in your life. And you'll never see yourself become full of the Holy Ghost and the quickening and anointing of God. It'll never come to you if your digest of your daily life is partaking of the slop of this world's singing. Amen. And this world's music. One guy told me, a preacher told me one time, he said, all music's the same, don't make no difference. I said, bull. Bull. Amen. There is a difference. Amen. And that's the reason that, you know, I seen a gospel CD this morning. I flipped over and looked, and the people was thanking the secular musician that made the music for it. I listened to one of the songs. I wouldn't waste the time to listen to more of it, because there was no anointing on it. You can't take secular people that play rock and roll. You can't take people that play secular music and put them behind your gospel music and it work. Amen. Preacher said to me, he said, it's all the same. He said, you play a note on the guitar, it's the same no matter who plays. I said, bull. You know, I'm going to tell you something. We need anointed people. Amen. We try our best with our radio stations to have all that type music. And they will song get by every once in a while. Maybe you listen to a part of it and it sounds pretty good and you don't have time to listen to the whole song. I almost weekly deaden songs that won't airplay no more. I deadened one this morning. I didn't like it, you know, because I could hear coming through. Amen. You know, no spirit. We fight a real live devil coming like a roaring lion, and you got to have something solid to fight him with. You got to have something that's anointed when those tracks are laid down. It's got to have the anointing in them, and if it ain't in them when you lay it down, it won't ever get anointing. Amen. But you can take something as anointing. Amen. And if that thing was anointing when the track was laid down, you can throw it up in the shelf for 15 years and get it down and throw it on the player and you shout by it. Amen. I've got some old groups that's 25, 30 years back. Amen. That when they sing, it raises. Amen. The hair stands up on the back of your neck, as old saying goes. Why? Because it had an anointing to it. What we're missing in our daily lives is the anointing of God. Amen. Get you some music. Amen. I made some tapes down through the years and give to people called encouragement songs. And I played some of them, use them like if we'd have a slot of time on the radio that we could put in 20 or 30 minutes worth of song in a segment. And I put those songs in. Powerful songs. We need to bathe our spirit in the anointing of God. Amen. That is the key. I learned how to obey God, and I learned how to put the right things in my spiritual digest. Jackie started out a few months ago going to lose some weight, and I always kid her about diets, and diets don't work. You're wasting your time on a diet. You need a lifestyle change. That's the only thing that ever help you. Amen. And Jackie, she cooked like she cooked for an army. Amen. She'd cook over here at the building and smile in. She'd cook enough to feed. If there's 10 people there, she'd cook enough between. We could eat it for the next 3 days and still a lot of time getting it all eat up. Well, she practiced like that at the house, feeding me like at the house. Amen. And I said, Jackie, we eat too much. Because we are today, we are what we eat. Amen. Physically, we are what we eat, and spiritually, we are what we take in. And if our only diet is secular music in the world, we're never going to grow. We're never going to get anywhere. We're never going to get any spiritual depth in our life. Amen. We're never going to get it worked out. We've got to plug into the anointing of God. Amen. But anyway, what I was saying about the physical diet, I found out that Jackie was reading a book that Suzanne gave her, and it's been a powerful book. And it tells you stuff that a lot of time they don't tell you, or only somebody tells you if you're sick and you go to a nutrition specialist, they'll tell you this. But half the things we eat, our body don't need, or we don't need the point of it. Me and Jackie had done away with bread, potatoes, and one of and sweets, yeah, just done away with the excess of sugar. Amen. And the weight just, you know, I put my belts all the way in the last notch. Amen. Then the key to it is you put the right things. Your body is able to function physically if you put the right things in there, you know. And a lot of things they tell you on diets, don't eat those things you got to eat. Because those things are what burns up the bad cholesterol, and they're what burns up the carbs a lot of time, you know. And you eat a protein to burn up a carb. Well, it's good to know that because it worked. And it proves what I said, we are what we eat. And when we come into the spiritual, if we put a lot of things into our spiritual diet, we just literally non-functional until we get a lot of those things out of the way and say, okay, God, I want things going into my spirit that's going to edify. I like what a lady said the other day. She was in the store, I guess it was Friday. She's talking about some of her friends. She said, I said, well, where's so-and-so? Where's folks, she said, I had to leave them alone. And I said, well, what happened? They do something to you? She said, no. They just negative. She said, all day, every time I'm around them, always is they just feed me with that. Well, the world is stooped in negativism. Get away from people that are stooped in negativism, that all they do is talk negative. You need positive things in your spirit. You need, the Bible said, declare a full counsel. We've got some preachers that are philosophy teachers, and a lot of them do good, but they don't declare a full counsel. You know, you got to tell people that sin is sin. You got to tell people how to live and how to live right. You got to tell them the do's and the don'ts. Yes. But you can't preach negative to everybody every day and get anything. You can't tell them all the reasons they can go to hell and expect them to ever get to heaven. They become lopsided. They become warped. And they become literally they rear up against the gospel and the truth. That's the reason several years ago we changed our ministry's name to New Life. God said, I want my people to have new life. Amen. Got to get rid of the old. Got to get rid of the negative. Amen. And put in the positive. Amen. But if you have trouble with depression, get you some good old time gospel music where the anointing of God is in it. Amen. Get the power of God going into your spirit, into your ears, into your mind, your intellect, and your soul. And for long, your feet will be dancing. Your hands, amen, will be praising. Amen. Your voice will be lifted up. And you'll have the victory. And you'll get a renewed mind. Amen. You know, that little servant of the man of God, Elisha, he said, alas, master, what shall we do? We're outnumbered. All he could see was gloom and defeat around him. But the man of God said, Lord, open his eyes. Let him see. When you're in the worst rut you've ever been in, you're in the worst battle you ever in, you pray until God quickens you and he renews your mind. And when that little servant of the man of God took another look, he seen the fiery chariots of God. And he seen an angelical host standing around them. And I like what the man of God said. That be with us is more than that be with them, our enemy. When you in the worst battle you ever in, when you in the worst gloom day you ever had, when you got the molly grubs, the gravel rash, your chin's dragging the ground, you feel like you can't get one foot before you, get you a touch from God. And you'll look back at your battle and realize that greater is he within you than he that's in the world. And you will realize that God is greater and that he that be with you is more than be with your enemy. Amen. I read the book. I'm going to close right here. I read the book. The enemy is defeated. Amen. He's not going to win. It may look like that righteousness has been thumbed down. But I'm going to tell you something. We're forevermore going to shine like the sun. Amen. We're going to rise victorious out of all that this world throws at us and all that Satan crushes against us. We're going to rise victorious. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word, the spirit, the truth. We thank you, Lord, here today that we can be renewed in mind. We can be quickened. We can be lifted up. And we can be made to realize that greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. God, give us victory. Save to the uttermost, heal, set free, and deliver is our prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.